Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Kristen. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Art, calling from Best Buy Appliance Services.
Yes, sir. And how can I?
I have a customer that had received a dishwasher today, and it was also installed. But the customer says that they must have done something underneath the sink, and now her water filter or water dispenser is not working. And so I was trying to create a redo for the install in our FMS system, but the system itself wasn't letting me. So then I went ahead and tried to see, you know, what dates and times would I have available if I just create a separate order for it. But it looks like, at least from my end, it's not giving me any earlier dates than June 4th. So I was trying to see if you could take a look at this order and if there's a possibility to try to force schedule something sooner.
Okay. What is that DMS number?
That's going to be 681-20215.
All right, and what is the customer's name?
Nika Fundler.
Okay. And you said that it was installed today?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and you said that, what was wrong with it?
She said that she believes it must have disconnected something because her water dispenser, like her water filter where she, you know, drinks water from on the sink, she says that it's not working. So she's not sure if maybe they shut one of the valves off or you know, disconnected something, but
all right. And so now her sink's not it's not, when she turns it on, the water's not flowing.
Right.
Okay. Okay, give me just one moment, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so hey, Art. Hello, Art.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you would need to go ahead and get the order created in the system and then call us back so that we can try to get that for scheduled for a sooner date with the new PO number. And then that way we could get it requested to see if they would be able to get something sooner for the customer.
Okay. Can I go ahead and, because I have it like as a mock order, I can go ahead and just submit it now and then give you the order number. Would that be okay?
Yes, sir. Give me just one moment. I'm going to make the notes on this account, just letting them know that you had called for the customer.
Missed the same order.
Okay, and did you have that new number?
Yeah, I have it here. Let me just pull it up real quick. It's going to be 683-16086. Now, currently, I just selected the earliest date that the system gave me, which, like I said, was June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys are able to, like, to move it forward to an earlier date, do you guys give the customer a call, or how would that work?
Give me just one second while I get it pulled up to see. See if we can get that force rescheduled for you, okay?
And while you're doing that, let me check in with the customer because I've had her on hold. So give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. That's fine.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back.
All right. So what I'm going to do is get an email over to Regional and the service provider, letting them know what's going on, and that the earliest date was June 4th, but we were trying to get it for scheduled for a sooner date. And to assist the customer with the issue, and then that way they can check to see what the soonest date would be and then reach out to the customer to let her know.
All right. Now, when you say reach out to the, I'm guessing, are they going to call her?
Yes, sir. They should.
Do you know how long it takes for them to get a response?
I don't. This is just the after hours, like after hours line. So I'll submit that over to the regional office and the service provider, and then they will be in touch to confirm the date for the force schedule. And I'll let them know, too, that for after the installation, you know, something happened to where the water's not working for the sink. And so that way they're aware that, you know, it's like a time pressing issue.
Okay, so maybe I should advise that if she doesn't get a notification within 48 hours, that maybe she could call back.
I'll just, let me just double check real quick. I'll see if anyone, you know, might know for sure.
Okay.
Okay, so, hey, Art.
Yes.
I'm trying to see if I can send over an email right now and see if I can get a response while I've got you on the phone. So
okay.
Give me just one moment while I get that submitted, and if they respond to me, then I'll be able to let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm still here. Give me just another minute, okay? All right, so hey, Art. Hello, Art.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I've gotten that request for a forced schedule for a sooner date sent over. I hadn't gotten a response back just yet, so just let the customer know that it has been submitted to see if we can get it sooner than June 4th. We can't guarantee, you know, that it will change, like the date will change, but if they are able to force schedule for a sooner date, then they'll call the day before so that letting her know, like, what time it is, the time window of them arriving and everything.
Okay, so she wouldn't be notified ahead of time other than the day before?
Yes, sir. It would be the day before that they would call. Is when. And it would be to let her know the time window to be expecting the tech to arrive?
Okay. I'm guessing she wouldn't be called then at all. Because I believe those calls are automatic, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, I guess there's nothing we can do, but I'll let her know then.
Yes, sir. And I've got it notated on here, and I did, you know, advise in the request that the water isn't working, and so we're just trying to help get her accommodated as soon as possible. So it's not guaranteed that a sooner date will be available, but just let her know that we did put that request in so that they can try to get that scheduled, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, and is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling XPO, and I hope you have a great day.